HUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You know, it never fails. The holiday shopping tradition is always followed by holiday shopping returns. Some gifts just don't work, and some just don't fit. You know, your spouse may not realize it, but you've put on a few pounds this year, so you want to return that outfit that you got. But it may not be as easy as you think. What do you need to know before heading to the store for with a return? Well, I have two consumer experts with me tonight with the answers. The frugal socialite, Lucinda Anderson Hughes, and Buck Jones, author of Success at Retail, 1 15-minute break at a time. I also want to hear about your return experiences. If you have a problem with a return, I want to hear about that too. And if you have a question about a return, please don't hesitate to share that with me. The lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Okay, Lucinda, Buck, thank you both for joining me. How are you?
Great.
Okay, Buck, can you hear me?
Sure can, and we're doing fine down here in Dallas.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so Lucinda, let me start with you. You've been on the show before. I know you love to shop. Have you had to return anything, or do you plan on returning anything?
Well, Harold, so far I've had fabulous gifts, and the biggest problem for me is not buying anything else. So,
okay, the shopaholic there,
are
right?
Killing me today, but in general, I really don't return gifts.
Why not?
I think that I find purpose for everything, and I really appreciate the effort and the thought that people have put into giving gifts for me. So I do have some great tips on how to be considerate mm-hmm. with the gifts that you receive and find purpose for all of it.
Yeah, repurposing those gifts. I want to get to that in a bit. I need to write that down, too, because that sounds good. But see, Buck, I know hearing something like that as a former retail guy, I know you're just glowing all over because you wouldn't have to worry about something from Lucinda.
I tell you, the more she can convince people to do that, I think the better off we'd all be. I love that idea.
Yeah, I know. It sounds great. But the reality is, and I've seen it today, there are people out in force. Yeah, sure, they're looking for bargains, but they're also doing, you know, returns. Let's start off with some basic stuff, Buck. What is the best piece of advice that you can give someone who, you know, is planning a return? Perhaps it's a gift that they've received and not one that they've purchased themselves.
Well, quite honestly, you know, the way Christmas hit this year on a Thursday and setting up Friday and this weekend the way it is, this is very, very busy time. And today I was out just watching and being in, you know, down here in the stores, looking at what's going on. And these stores were jammed with the lines, people bringing stuff back in. And so, quite honestly, for me, I would say the best thing, I would actually wait till Monday or Tuesday.
Really?
And I'm not talking about procrastinating, because if you start waiting a couple of weeks, you're going to have trouble. But I would actually not even get involved with it these next 3 days. And I'm going to tell you why. From a retail standpoint, mm-hmm. when we see all these people coming back in, we're running very hot ads right now. And we run ads real good right now because we know you're coming back and returning this merchandise. And we don't want you, quite honestly, to get out of the store with that money. I'm going to be quite honest with you, Harold. We want to get that money back. And so you're going to see retailers are going to do all kinds of things the next 3 days. Ads or special things for this weekend. And good ads. Don't get me wrong now. This is good stuff again. But the idea of you coming back in, taking that money back out, we want to get a share of that before you get out of the store.
Wow. You know, I've never heard that before. That's fascinating. So you're suggesting that if I need to bring back, say, an Xbox or something like that, the retailer wants me to, you know, they'll take the Xbox back, but they want me to perhaps leave with a flat screen TV or something.
You're exactly right, Harold. And I mean, from that standpoint, I mean, you think about it, all of the things that are being returned these next 3 days, mm-hmm. all that money that's being taken back out. From our standpoint, we want to get that, and we don't want you going over spending that at our competitors. So we're going to do things really to your advantage. So quite honestly, I agree with Zynga a little bit here. The thing is, you know, you've got to be very careful. You've got to be positioned to know exactly how you want to address this and be very conscious of the money when you get that back. But from a retail perspective, you know, I don't want you walking out of that store with that money. I want to keep it in the store.
Lucinda,
that's retailing.
Lucinda, talk to me about the returns, though, because, again, let me throw the Xbox thing out, because every year, electronics, Xbox, and things like that are really big ticket items. What kinds of problems might people encounter when they are returning items?
I'm so glad you asked me that, Harold.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to electronics, one of the biggest problems is the restocking fee, which varies from store to store. Stores like Best Buy, which is one of the go-tos for many people who are giving electronic gifts, has a restocking fee of
$70.
Radio Shack sometimes has a restocking fee, but other retailers like Costco, BJ's, Sam's, they're a lot more generous. So let's just say that someone bought you a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
You're not their best friend. You're not a big relative. So instead of getting the iPad, you know, you got an off-brand.
Okay.
And you don't want it. You take it back to the store and discover that they only spent $100 on your tablet, but the restocking fee is
$70. Wow.
So in effect, the only thing that you can shop with is $70, because many times they won't let you exchange it for something else. So when it comes to getting an electronic that you don't want, number one, try to find out where they got it from without being obvious. You know, don't say, oh, I don't want this. Where did you get it?
Wrong
answer. Try to tactfully say, you know, I probably want to get a case for this, and I want to make sure I get the right one. Where did you get it?
Wow.
And once you find out where it came from, call and find out their policy, because you may do better doing that, you know, brother man kind of thing where you sell it to someone else who really wants it. You know, that's a little Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, stuff.
I see.
But hold on. Let me make sure I have the math right here, because
okay.
Let's say the $100 off-brand tablet, and I take it back, and there's a $70 restocking fee. You said I can only shop with 70. Don't you mean 30? Because if I lose $70, I only have 30 bucks left off of that 100. Is that right, or did I hear that incorrectly?
I meant 30. If I said 70,
you did say, yeah.
To the fact that I can spell and not add.
Oh no, that's all right. I just wanted
30.
To make sure. I had to pull out my my off-brand iPad here and do the math. When I come back, I'm going to talk to you guys some more about the things that you really, really need to know before you go into the stores to, you know, return some things. And these gift card situations, too. Wow, such a mess. And I've got a lot of questions also about this restocking fee. There's got to be a way to get around it. And if you are out there and you want to participate in this conversation, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I want to hear about your return experiences. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about getting the most out of your Christmas gift returns. I have two consumer experts with me. with the answers, the frugal socialite Lucinda Anderson Hughes, and Buck Jones, author of Success at Retail, 1 15-minute break at a time. I also want to hear about your return experiences. If you have any questions about your returns or if you've had a problem, I want to hear about that too. Tell me the story. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Before the break, we were talking about the restocking fee. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be really honest with you guys. Those restocking fees get on my nerves. And they are, you know, relatively new when it comes to returning things. Buck, is there a way to get around a restocking fee?
Well, they actually, you know, quite honestly, I don't think restocking fees are really new, Harold. They've been out there quite a while.
Let me qualify that. When I say new, and maybe I haven't had to really deal with them for maybe the past, 5 years or so. But I guess when did they start appearing? What, about 10 years ago?
Yeah, I would say about 12 years ago.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've been shopping for longer than that. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes. So how do I get around a restocking fee, Buck? I only got about 2 minutes before I need to take another break. But, you know, give me a tip. You know, do I
okay,
have to?
Well, the first thing is this. The stores have to post these. They have to be there by state law across the country right now. And in fact, every state adheres to this right now. They must be posted in the store. Actually, there are less stocking fees out today than there used to be, let's say, 8 years ago. A lot of companies have gotten out of this. Best Buy isn't one, though. Best Buy does, and usually they're about 15%. You'll see that be posted in some of their stores around the country. But most of them are gone. So, but I'm kind of agreeing with Lucinda. Again, if you've got an item like this, most stores don't have them. Most stores will take these merchandise back where you bought it there or not. So there's opportunities of either going to other people and having that item returned. Because they don't even require receipts now. A lot of stores don't do this.
Really?
So there's other opportunities to do this.
Wow. No receipts?
Are you
kidding?
No, I'm serious. Target is one of them right now that really doesn't require a receipt. You can go back in, and they become very consumer-friendly. And will we take the items back and take items back for you there? So even without receipts, you can do this. So there
how do they
there
do that? How do they do that? Because from my perspective, I'm sitting here thinking, well, if I bring something back that doesn't have a receipt, the first thing that I'm thinking that maybe there was something shady going on here. Is there an inventory deal or inventory control that may come with that product that may attach to the person who purchases it?
Not the way you're referring to. But what happens basically is that all of these items, I mean, we all know what's available around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're thinking they're going back to a retailer, as long as that item is in their inventory in some form, and most of them are, they'll take those items back, and it just comes back in as part of their inventory stock. It goes as an asset for them and just goes back into their warehouse or into their stocking area. So, I mean, the whole idea right now is what we've gotten into from the availability of the smartphone systems and all that's being monitored and controlled. We control products much better today than we ever could.
Hmm. Well, hold that point, because I've got to take yet another break. And I want to make sure we bring Lucinda back into this, because I want to ask her about the receipts. Also, gift cards. Everybody's buying them, but all gift cards are not created equal. If you're on the phone, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Trying to save you money when you return your goods during this Christmas holiday. We'll be back in just a bit.